Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro, and today my guests are Stephen Alvarez and Bridget Sullivan, here to talk about Evita, which is currently playing at the PAC downtown. Welcome, Steve and Bridget.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Well, let's just start off. This is quite a famous musical by Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber, Evita, and this came out when, in the late 70s?
Yeah, I think it came out, the concept album was released in 78 or 79.
Yeah.
In England. And then it was staged in London before it came to Broadway. It opened on Broadway in 1980.
Right, with Patti LuPone and Mandy Patinkin.
Yep.
It was a big hit.
Huge hit.
Yeah, and it's pretty exciting that we're doing it here. This is Theater Artists United putting this together.
In association with Alaska Theater of Youth. So it's a collaborative production. Mostly, you know, Theater Artists United, but we do have some young people in the cast that have really, brought a lot of good talent.
Sure, and this is a story of Evita Perón, who was the mistress or girlfriend or wife to the Juan Perón, the dictator of Argentina,
right,
back in the 50s.
40s and 50s.
The 40s. And she galvanized the country with her. She was almost like canonized in a way, in like a Catholic country. They kind of just. She was like the patron saint to the poor.
Yeah, she was, and to the working class.
Yeah.
And she was young and beautiful, as Bridget Sullivan, who plays her, is.
And for the benefit of our listenership at home, I'm looking at Evita. Yes, exactly.
It's too bad you can't be here, you know. But you can come to the show and see her talent and beauty. She was very charismatic. And so she really captured the hearts of the working class, although the army hated her, and so did the aristocracy. Because she came from very humble beginnings. She was an illegitimate child.
Okay.
And people felt that she kind of slept her way up to the top.
And so, what's wrong with that? I mean, showbiz is showbiz, right?
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
she was, she was in show business. She was a model and then radio actress and then movie actress.
Yeah, yeah. And you play Che Guevara.
Right. Who was an Argentinian, contemporary of the Perones, although he was a little bit younger. I think he was about 9 years younger than Evita, although I'm considerably older than Bridget, but I don't look it.
No.
And
look at you. You look teenage.
Yeah.
Or what?
But the way that Webber and Rice wrote his character in is, he's kind of like
a chorus.
A Greek chorus type. Mm-hmm. You know, the narrator, the antagonist. The person who's constantly poking Eva and, her conscience that she doesn't want to hear.
You know, it's the second one. Mandy Patinkin, he played that part before in a play called Savages I happened to accidentally see in the 70s.
No kidding.
And then when I saw the TV commercials when they were advertising Evita later on.
Yeah.
And I thought, hey, that's the same guy, then he turns out to be,
And what's interesting is that, the Guevara in the show is the Guevara that he became, as the revolutionary
right,
Castro.
With Fidel.
Although at the time, the reality of it was that when the Perones were in power, he was traveling around.
He was the motorcycle diary.
He was doing the motorcycle
guy.
Diary time,
yeah.
So he never really had contact with him. His mother came from money, and he was an MD. He was a doctor.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting how they've taken some creative license, but I'm constantly picking on Eva, and she's constantly, giving me the evil eye.
Eva.
Evita.
Evita. Okay. All right. And you as Evita, Bridget, now, is this your first role? I haven't seen you in anything in town recently.
I'm a recent graduate of the UAA in the music department. So I did a couple of, I was involved in the opera ensemble for a couple of years. So I did a couple of smaller productions there, mostly chorus stuff and background roles. So this is definitely the first leading role I've ever had in any kind of production, and it's certainly the largest production I've ever been involved with. So it's been very exciting.
Yeah. How do you prepare for this aside from the usual? I mean, psychologically, as far as the character and the role being, to be this kind of this focal point and this person who did, kind of cement the masses together with this incredible love.
Watching lots of YouTube videos.
So you did. You watched
Absolutely. There's footage of her on YouTube, you know, doing her thing, going on tour and just meeting with the people. Read a lot on the internet about her and her life and kind of got a feel for what she was all about.
I'd like to add that she's a real natural as well. She's got an incredible voice, which is and look, which you know, is why she was cast in this role. But you know, over the course of the 9 weeks of rehearsals that we've had, you know, I've seen her blossom as an actress and as a performer, and it's been really gratifying to see that.
It's quite a process, especially with someone, you know, coming from where you are, and then to just, you know, have the whole play revolve around you, as it should. I mean, as the eponymous role and all that. For the benefit of anybody who's just tuned in, we're listening to Stage Talk right now, and we have Stephen Alvarez and Bridget Sullivan, and we're talking about Evita, which is concluding its run this weekend at the PAC's Sidney Lawrence Theater. Okay, so who else is in the show?
Well, we've got Bill Gary, who he played Caiaphas in Cocapelli's production of Jesus Christ Superstar a few years ago, and has done a number of opera roles. He's a trained musician, a voice major. I think he went to Stanford. Incredible bass baritone voice, tall. Kind of even looks like Perón, so he's playing the role of Juan Perón. We've got Leo Tarive, who has been in some of Theater Artists United's productions, is playing the role of Agustin Migaldi, young, handsome, nice voice.
He's very talented.
Yeah, very, very, very good talent. And then the other role is the mistress, the woman that Evita kicks out of Perón's bed, and she's being played by Eden Barrington.
She's an opera student from UAA.
Yeah, an opera student from UAA and doing a great job.
She's a terrific singer.
We've got a cast of about 35, including all the leads and chorus and dancers.
Well, that's something that struck me. I mean, I saw the movie with Madonna, okay? But they really did linger on the shots of the crowds, and it was just beautiful to see all these faces. You really got a sense of, I mean, the people are like the main character of the play or the movie, and that's what I was going to ask you about. You probably have to really fill the stage with just this mob all the time, so that's where your Theater of Youth comes in, I guess.
Well, the Theater of Youth has provided us a couple of things. Number one, they're a resident company at the PAC and had these dates at the PAC set aside. So the collaboration with them allowed us to get into the PAC. Evita's a big show, and it needs to be flown. So we needed a theater that we could...
Flown, you meaning like the flats, I mean the backdrops?
Right, we had to fly things in.
You had that really, really big fly space above the proscenium, which is, yeah.
And then the second thing that ATY has given us is they've got, you know, a number of young people who are incredibly talented, incredible voices, you know, trained in their programs over the years. They've got great stage presence and so they're helping really fill out the chorus and are really, providing a good source of theater talent in this town. So it's been very gratifying for that.
Yeah, definitely. And so, Bridget, did you bring your own costume sense with you? Because I know Evita was very, she was in the haute couture. She was, on the cutting edge of fashion at the time. She's a real fashion plate, that one.
Yeah, I'm not quite the fashionista as she was.
Who does the costumes?
Christina Gomez, I believe.
Yeah.
She brought me a beautiful dress. Evita had, even if you see any production or the movie or anything, her costumes were amazing. So
there's a whole song about it.
The whole show was quite an undertaking, I imagine, for her. So, she did a great job.
Bridget did dye her hair.
My hair.
She has the most beautiful natural red hair that you can imagine. So she became a blonde. Of course, everybody in the show was saying, don't do it, don't do it. But
have you done you do for theater, for your art.
I want to mention that the show was choreographed by Kristen Vietaler, who is the resident choreographer for Theater Arts United. And
you're the music director, right?
I'm the music director.
As well.
Yeah.
So. And is there a live band, the Pit Band?
There's a live band. It's a 12-piece band. This score
wow.
really kicked my backside. Yeah. It's a hard, hard score.
Yeah, musically, I think it's like one of the, you know, this one and Superstar, you know.
This is a lot harder than Superstar.
Yeah.
Because I music directed Superstar 3 years ago, and this is, you know, a much, much more difficult score. The bitonality, the multimeter. So it was a challenge. We have a guest director this for this production. In the past, Christian Heppenstall has been directing all of our shows. So Ed Bourgeois did the stage direction.
He's done many operas,
right? And then Christian was the producer. He did the set design and basically produced the show as ATY Antow's executive director.
It sounds like a really terrific show altogether. I mean, I'm really looking forward to seeing it because I've never seen it, and that's one of the many weak spots in my theatrical resume. I do what I can, but
right.
you know, you can't do everything. But Bridget, so is insofar as this role here, is there anything that you feel like is personal about it? Like this person, this Evita, as far as like your ambition, stardom, any kind of disappointments, all the hubris. You know, is there any nemesis happening here? You get punished in the end for being so big, and you know, I mean, it was thrust upon you all this glory. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I kind of actually do feel like I can relate, mostly because I've never done anything like this, and I kind of feel like I'm in a whirlwind right now, radio interviews and paper reviews, pictures in the paper. And
well, it's kind of like our own, Evita, you know, that's going on in Washington now with Governor
Sarah. I've been a nemesis for this
that's
whole
true.
Production.
Really?
That's true,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are some parallels.
Yeah.
And which is the thing I thought of right away when that happened. You know, when our governor was drafted, I thought, oh, it's just like Evita.
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, here's a woman who doesn't have a lot of political experience, but she's beautiful and kind of charismatic, and you know,
and fearless and
ambitious. So the working class, non-political savvy people will be easily swept into liking her just because of those reasons, and really don't care of the fact that she doesn't know anything about foreign policy or mm-hmm. couldn't name, you know, what our strategy in Iraq is if her life depended on it. But yeah, well, I'm getting political now, so I better shut my mouth.
Right, yeah. And also I was going to say, like in Argentina, which is a big Catholic country, there is a predisposition toward embracing this Madonna figure
right.
also there. Yeah. Well, wow. Evita, we've been talking to. It's all the time we have for this right now, unfortunately. We can go on and on. But thanks so much for coming down, Stephen Alvarez.
Thanks for having me.
Musical director. And also plays Che Guevara in the show. And also Bridget Sullivan, the title role in Evita, which concludes its run this weekend at the PAC. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. Out North presents Well, a play, which is running through October the 26th. And this show runs at the Out North Theater and Performance Space on Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and on Sunday a matinee at 4 p.m. For tickets for Well and more information, you can go to outnorth.org or call 279-3800. That's 279-3800. Cyrano's presents The Clean House Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3. And this play runs through October the 12th. For tickets and more information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net or call Cyrano's at 274-2599. That's 274-2599. Anchorage Community Theater and the Mountain View Theater Project present Alice in Wonderland at the Mountain View Community Church. This play runs Thursday through through Saturday at 7 p.m. through October the 25th. The Mountain View Community Church is located at 4301 Mountain View Drive. This is great fun for the whole family. For tickets and information, call 868-4913. That's 868-4913. Or go to www.actalaska.org. And finally, Theater Artists United presents Evita, the musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice at the PAC Sydney Lawrence Auditorium. Show times are Friday and Saturday, this weekend only, at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinee. No, there won't be a Sunday matinee. No, there is a Sunday matinee. I'm sorry. A Sunday matinee at 2. So that's the last show, just this weekend. For tickets and more information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week's Stage Talk. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week, for KSKA, I'm Mark Muro.